Hi, I'm Rebecca Harold. This is a fourth quarter 2010 edition of the Protecting Information podcast. Thank you for listening. The topic for this quarter is protecting information in work areas, at home, at work, and while traveling. It is important to protect information wherever you are. Every person that has access to business information in any form and to information resources such as computers and computer equipment must take basic steps to protect them. Even with security technologies in place, actions people take have the most impact on making sure information is effectively secured. If you are unaware of how to protect information in all forms and in all places, costly information security incidents and privacy breaches can easily occur. So to help raise your awareness, here are some basic steps you can take to help protect information no matter where you are working. First, let's cover the main information risks in business facility work areas. Even though your business facilities have security measures in place, both for physical security and for digital security, there are still information security risks that each person must be aware of and work to address through daily safeguard activities. Here are four of the most common types of risks in business work areas, along with actions you can take to help lessen each of the risks. First risk. Unauthorized access to data on computer systems. Here are the actions you should take. Lock your computer screen and keyboard when leaving your desk. Log off and shut down your computer when leaving work. This also saves on electricity. Do not post your passwords in your work area or anywhere else. Now, this means not even under your keyboard or under your phone. Those are the first places people who want to find your passwords will look. Do not share your passwords with anyone else, not even if they claim they need it to fix systems or computer problems. Position your computer screen so that others in the area cannot see it. Shoulder surfing is a common way for people to get access to the accounts of others. Make sure you remove all data from digital storage devices and computers when you throw them away, resell them, or give them to others to use. Second risk, unauthorized access to non-digital information. Here are some actions you should take. Securely dispose of print documents that contain confidential information. Finally shred papers containing personal information and other confidential information when you throw them away. Keep confidential papers locked securely in a cabinet or drawer when you are away from your desk for more than a short while and when leaving the office. When finished in meeting rooms, erase sensitive information from whiteboards and throw away or take with you flip chart pages containing confidential information. Third risk, people overhearing confidential information during conversations. Here are some actions you should take. Do not talk about confidential information when you're in elevators, lobbies, restrooms, cafeterias, or other areas when visitors or other workers who shouldn't hear the information are around. Lower your voice when discussing confidential information at your work area if others are nearby or shouldn't hear. And keep your voice low when talking on your phone in public areas. I've heard people discuss their customers' and coworkers' social security numbers, addresses, and telephone numbers in airports and even in grocery stores. Fourth risk, unauthorized access to secured areas. Here are some actions you should take. Do not loan your access cards to others. Ask to see the access cards of those who are in secured areas who do not have them clearly displayed. Do not hold doors open for folks you don't know if they are not wearing an access badge or if you know the room has highly restricted access. Keep doors to sensitive areas closed and secured. Always accompany visitors and have them sign in. Do not allow visitors into sensitive areas if they do not have a contracted or other legitimate need to be there. Don't be fooled or manipulated by strangers to let them into secured areas. Criminals often use social engineering techniques to get into the places they should not be in. Now I will discuss how you can lessen information risks when you work at home. There are unique risks with doing business work at home because of the way our dwellings are generally made for socializing and doing non-business types of activities. Plus, unless you live alone, the others in the home should not be given access to confidential information from work. They could do something, knowingly or unknowingly, that would result in an information security incident or privacy breach. Here are some things you can do to help lessen the risk when you work at home. Do not let others in your home, including visitors, use the same computer as you use to do work. If you absolutely have to share a work computer with friends or family for some reason, make sure there is no way they can get to your work data. Use personal firewalls on all computers you use at your home. Use strong passwords on all home computers. Do not keep printed business papers out in the open. Lock them in a drawer, file cabinet, or your briefcase when you don't need to use them. Do not keep business data on USB drives or other digital storage devices that others in your home use or that they might pick up and accidentally throw away or otherwise take and use for some other reason. Make regular, frequent backups of the data on your computers and storage devices. Keep backups stored in a safe, always dry, secured location, with one set of backups stored at another location, such as in a bank safety deposit box. Use surge protectors on your computer power cords. Be sure your doors and windows are kept locked, especially when you are not at home. Finally, I will discuss the main information risks to be aware of while you are traveling. Working while traveling also creates many unique risks. Here are some things you can do to help lessen the chance that security incidents and privacy breaches will occur while you're away from home and the office. Never leave your computer or data storage devices unattended in public areas, such as in restaurants, airports, hotel lobbies, or other public areas. If you must leave your computer in your hotel room, lock it in the safe that most hotels now provide in rooms, or use a computer cable that you've taken with you to secure it to anchored furniture. Keep a close watch on your computers and digital storage devices whenever you are in cabs, shuttles, buses, trains, airplanes, and all other types of transportation. Be sure you do not leave anything in the seat back pockets. Do not use public computers to access the business network or to do business work. Most public computers keep copies or caches of the data accessed or keyed in through them. When using your computer in a public location, position your screen so that those around you cannot see it. There are a large number of criminals who get valuable information by shoulder surfing in public places. If you will be in a crowded area, such as on a plane, use a computer screen privacy filter. Be sure to use surge protectors on your computer power cords when you travel too. Do not dispose of print documents containing confidential information using public trash cans. When visiting clients or patients for work purposes, be sure to keep your computer and related equipment under your control at all times. Use strong passwords on all computers used for work while traveling. Encrypt the data on mobile computers and digital storage devices. Remember, everyone is responsible for information security. It is important to know that it is your responsibility to protect the business information you work with during your daily work activities. Please remember these safeguard tips and follow them, no matter where you may happen to be working. Thanks, and goodbye for now.